A student at Concord University worked through trauma by finding ways to express herself with art. She's hoping a degree in art will help her teach others to find the same direction. But without the help of a new program at Concord, she may have quit school.
This is supposed to be like a young person looking through the eyes of someone with an intense mind.
Sarah Bibb is an art student at Concord. She recently met me in the commuter parking lot on the Athens campus to show me some of her work. She pulled out painted skateboards, each a different style and color scheme.
Someone trying to say, hey, I'm here for you or something.
Mm-hmm. While each work might visually portray an interpretive story, for Sarah, creating art has a much deeper meaning.
Yeah, it was a long, long, hard life for a while in my teenage years. It's kind of like mental and physical abuse for a lot of things.
Bibb says she endured sexual assault in addition to a turbulent home life as a kid, but she found a way to escape and express emotions through art.
Then my whole room was filled with drawings all over my walls and even little paintings. And it kept something away. A lot of my artwork, sometimes it was very dark and kind of scary looking, I don't know, but it was just a way to get rid of that negativity.
Art helped, but Bibb says she still found herself turning to drugs and alcohol until she noticed the impact her behavior was having on loved ones.
Well, I have a stepsister, and she started to look at me as a role model, and I started to realize that I didn't want to be a bad role model, so I wanted to change for that, and for myself. Because also my parents were just, they weren't ever really proud of me for any reason, so I wanted to make sure that they would be.
Bibb decided the way to make her parents proud, to be a better role model for her sister, and to empower her passion for art, was to enroll in college. But getting to school wasn't always easy. Bibb has a seasonal tourism-based job. She works in the summer as a zipline guide and was driving about an hour and 15 minutes from Fayetteville to Athens. By December 2018, she began to run out of money.
And I messed up somewhere, I don't know, with the gas mileage and bills and food. And so right at the end, I didn't have enough to make it to, the finals, and I was freaking out.
One of her professors suggested Bibb visit the Academic Success Center. Sarah Beasley is the director of retention at Concord University, which is an office in the center. From her vantage point, Beasley often sees the complicated inner workings of student lives.
Even a small expense, say just $100, can derail a student from earning their degree. I mean, when a student is worried about, how they're going to get to campus or where their next meal is coming from or where they're going to sleep at night, anything we can do to help ease that, and I think a lot of people would be surprised at how many students face situations like that.
This fall, about 55% of Concord's undergraduates received a Pell Grant, which is given to students from families with low income.
So as tuition has gone up because our funding from the state has been cut, that really has a big impact on students, particularly low-income students. So we're trying to do anything we can to take some of that burden off of our students.
A survey on campus found that about 40% of students at Concord have dealt with food insecurities, so the Academic Success Center now runs a food pantry.
We replicated a study that the University of Kentucky had done, and they found that students with high unmet need were less likely to go on to graduate from the University of Kentucky. So we did a similar study at Concord. So we found that students with $2,500 or more of unmet need were less likely to graduate.
Just recently, Concord started what's called the CU Gap Fund. It's an emergency grant fund for students who find themselves in a financial situation that may lead to quitting school. The timing was right for Sarah Bibb. She needed help, gas money, so she could make it to her classes. Based on her application, Bibb was able to get the help she needed.
I just explained that I was having trouble with affording the travels, and that I was desperate for some help. She had me fill out a paper, and then I expressed my feelings on, you know, why I was in need.
So this is your car.
Yeah.
Is this the same car that you drove when you needed gas money?
Yes. And it's a good car. That's a Honda 2007.
Accord. We won't put that on the radio.
Okay. Well, it's all right. It gets me from point A to B.
Bibb says she still has issues with the car, but she's thankful for the support she found during the fall semester. It's something she hopes to pass on.
I don't know if I want to teach the little minds or if I want to teach, you know, the more advanced minds. I do want to help people express themselves and to be able to grow on their abilities. You know, don't let people push you down, you know, and tell you you can't do art for a living, because that's what my dad always said to me. He never thought that art could ever do anything good for me, so he's still giving me a little trouble about it, and I just, like, you know, I want to show you that I can.
Bibb is still working towards earning a bachelor's degree in studio arts. She plans to continue her education and pursue a Master of Fine Arts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.